So let's keep this bubble of love and move into a meditation right before we hear a channel from Kryon. I invite you to close your eyes and focus on a bubble of love that is around you. Feel the space between the physical you and this bubble that is around you. And as you feel the space between you and this bubble, the molecules and the very fabric of matter that surrounds you has an ingredient that glues everything together. And this glue, the glue of all things, is ascended love consciousness. It is the same ascended love consciousness that exists within the stars, within the galactic family that sees you, knows you, loves you, and is always broadcasting this love to you. And yet, all of these things that surround you, from the stars and the heavens above to the bubble that's around you, is also found within you, within your DNA. For that is where you have little antennas and receptors that allow for instantaneous communication with the Creator. It is not something that is outside of you. It is something that is already within you. And so with this connection from above and below, from without to within, let us welcome in a new message from Kryon.
The Indigos are here. Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I wish to explain this, and I think many of you have heard of the Indigo Children. I want to tell you something that is quite exciting. The series we've been doing this week, this month, last week, maybe even next week, is about the future. You sit in a new year. You give New Year's resolutions, and we are starting to tell you about a new future. More than one that has the intent of your resolutions, or more than one where you're asking the angels to help you as you move forward onto a new track, which we have been discussing. There is something else. How many of you have heard the term, the Indigo Children? You're looking at the source right now of the term as given in 1999. My partner was involved at that time speaking to a woman who actually originated the idea of seeing another color energy coming into the planet. Her name was Nancy Tappy. And she introduced that indigo color that she was seeing around children. And at that point, my partner said, "Is it okay to expose this to the world, to say there is a new consciousness that is here?" The woman was a synesthesiac. That is, she had synesthesia. That is a brain enhancement where you see things perhaps that most brains do not, and sense things that most brains do not. She would sense personality types. And the one that was starting to come into this planet was indeed called Indigo. A book was released called The Indigo Children, the first time the planet wide had ever heard the term. And the rest is history. For the book was a bestseller indeed, because so many parents were wondering what was up with their kids. School systems were wondering what's up with their kids. The appearance of ADD and ADHD came along with this, like they never were there before. And then finally, even the drugs to help the parents were there as well. It was a phenomenon, and it was real. And there it sat. Because these children were indeed different and had to grow into the societies they were in all over the world in order to take a position that I said back then, in 1999, when I told you back then that it would take a generation for them to grow up and make a difference for the future of humanity. Well, they've arrived. They are starting to grow up and take the very positions that they can make a difference to from that point of view that they have in consciousness for the planet. You see, an indigo grew up seeing a dysfunctional system. And you might say, well, which one? And the answer is all of them. The first one was perhaps the way they were taught in school. Another one, perhaps the way they were parented. Another one, as they grew up, perhaps they saw as to when they went to work and how that was managed or not managed. Another one was in politics, where everyone seemed to hate each other instead of doing something for the people. These are the indigos, and they focus, you might say, on the dysfunction in front of them, and they have better ways. They really do. That is the difference, dear ones, between an indigo and a non-indigo, where they would see that which is in front of them, not just object that it seemed dysfunctional, but know exactly what to do to get to a solution that was not dysfunctional. This got them in trouble. ADD, ADHD, you can call it what you wish. Sometimes it's just mistaken for overactive personalities, and other times it's because the one they label that simply won't calm down with their ideas. They get in trouble a lot. Imagine being forced into school and realizing everything you're being shown and taught was dysfunctional. It could have been done much, much better. It actually enforces a system where bullies reign. It enforces a system where learning is slow. It enforces a system where there is really no individualism, and everybody is asked to sit in the chair and do a certain thing. This is what the indigos rejected. This is what they rejected on and on. That's why they were sent home over and over. Well, your son, your daughter, well, they're disruptive. What if they recognized dysfunctionality and refused to work with it? What if they just said no? The problem is they were kids, and the answer is they couldn't do anything. They just had to, they didn't have, of course, their means. It was all their parents. They didn't have the means to go anywhere or do anything, or they weren't anything but kids, and so they had to fit into a slot that didn't work. It just didn't work. Go ahead and ask them. The future is filled with the emergence of the indigos because they are now here. Now I ask you, for those watching me online, perhaps in a way that is apart from the membership that would watch me, perhaps you're watching on a social media such as YouTube, I want to ask you, have you seen any young people do podcasts that would surprise you? That they would be very young, they would be under 30, and they would be talking like they had the attributes of mastery. Or what if they were asking the questions that only would come, for instance, for those who were older and examining their lives and asking about what's next and asking about the idea of past lives and going into these things that almost no young people did. Have you seen that? Oh, it's everywhere. If you have not seen it, go find it, and you will. And the thing is, they're not young people talking to old people. They're young people talking to young people. They're starting to ask them, perhaps is there something called an oversoul? They're starting to ask the questions, what is God? They're starting to ask the questions, is the teaching that they learned that was divine and spiritual all through their young lives, is it actually true? Does it have an application that's practical? Or is it, ready, mythology, coming from indigos. Some of them are now in line to be principals in schools. A few of them are going to be principals in the schools they used to be in that they caused trouble in. We told you this would be the way it was. And in those positions in school, in education, the indigos will be able to start asking the questions to those who fund the schools who say it has to be this way. And then they can push back to a higher source. And they may very well be able to change the school systems into what they know is not dysfunctional. It is starting to happen. This is the future. It's slow, dear ones. You'll start to see these children work their way into young adult, and then into adult, and then into mature adult. You think, well, how long is that going to take? And the answer is as long as it takes, because this is the future that I told you was coming. This is a future that has more hope than if it was always the same. If you simply had history repeat itself and the dysfunction kept going and going and going. I told you in 1999 that was not going to be the case. And here you are in 2025, a generation later, and they're here. And you can see them on your social media asking the kinds of questions that young people never asked before. What happens when they're old enough to make a little bit of noise in politics? What happens when they look around and they say, I know you're on the other side of the aisle, but you're my age. Let's get together for breakfast. Let's start something new. Let's not hate each other. Oh, it's coming. And it's going to be an indictment for the seniors of Congress who have no idea. They don't even like each other anymore. They don't know what dysfunction is because they've lived in it. It's a habit. And the young people will see it, recognize it, know it, and change it. There'll still be 2-3 parties, whatever you want to, except they'll look across the aisle and have lunch together, finally. Or say, I don't agree with you at all, but I still understand you're a patriot. I still understand you're trying for your country, so am I. This is coming. How many of you have been told that what's coming is a disaster instead? How many of you told that doom is inevitable? I want you to think again. First of all, stop watching the news, because that's where you're hearing it. And start watching some of the social media instead of the young people starting to ask the questions on their podcasts and having many with them answering them. I told you it was coming, and it's here. It begins now. The indigos have arrived, and so it is.